Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Heart to Heart with Stingray. The TV show.
Stingray?
Yeah.
Stingray, what is that?
It was actually in the 80s. Because I was such a...
Univision?
No, it was... Pony unfairly gets attacked by my wife. Mm. It's unfair. Because Pony's not here. He's doing his job from home. If anybody should be attacked about that cable situation, it's me. And if I were a bigger man, I'd step in
Maybe she was afraid. Maybe she was afraid to attack you.
And also,
maybe she was afraid. Maybe all her angst. Maybe that I hate Pony is really I hate Oscar.
And also, I don't know if I'm misreading the situation or not, but I think I hate Pony might be a 1-2 step in the delicate dance of seduction.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How are you? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a Thursday. You know, I have to be honest with you. The weeks under this particular situation we're all living in, for this show, and I think I can probably get backed up by the guys on this, really do tend to fly by.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know what it is. But in large part, it might be that the schedule has kind of been fun for us, too. It's kind of been a situation where we come in here and we do our shows Monday through Thursday, and then we really look forward to our Friday show. And I wanted to address some concerns that were expressed.
There's concerns on a thread.
I've gotten it before. I've got a lot of feedback on our Friday shows when all our wives are in here. And what do I hear?
A little music.
Oh, that's the cocktail music.
Okay. Yeah.
I can hardly hear it, and then it's there in the background. This is a thread that was on the fan club that I felt I needed to address because it upset my wife a bit.
Oh no!
And it was, she's not in the public eye as much as we all are, so she's not really used to people being on there. And
she doesn't have, as Michael Jackson would say, Mike, rhinoceros skin.
I am aware that the Friday shows have been very well received. The people like the drama, just like on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's the conflict is what sells. And by the way, I don't think we manufacture that content. I think it comes from an honest place. And so that's why it's disturbing when we read a thread that concerns the relationship between Carla and me. And in the case of this this listener who posted it, saying it triggered a feeling I had, or something along those lines. I should probably get it right. The person goes, starts with a, like, if this is a troll, I'm being sucked in by the troll, but it allows me to address a situation that I think I should address, because I've read it maybe one or two other places where people were concerned about Rob and his wife and me and my wife, and makes me uncomfortable when I see. Well, the whole idea that we may be being harsh towards our wives and they harsh towards us is, with all due respect, kind of the name of the game.
Yeah.
If we came in here and pulled a Mark Consuelos Kelly Ripa for 2.5 hours, we wouldn't have a show. And I wouldn't do a show with cocktails on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna address all your concerns right here as it pertains to me.
Right here, right now?
All right?
Yes.
Right here, right now.
Jesus Jones.
And I'm going to tell you what I believe to be a fair critique and an unfair, and then a downright cruel critique.
Oh, no.
Oh.
First of all, Andy, if you are a troll, enjoy getting more attention than you probably deserve. If you're not a troll, let me say to you that your discomfort and your feelings of Carlin and my relationship triggering something in you that made you uncomfortable because I wasn't being nice to Carla, or I was asking her to get a drink and getting impatient with Carla because she was on the mic too much, all of that, if that made you uncomfortable, I apologize for that. And it was not by design, but yet it was tweaked up for the purposes of getting on a show and not holding back. If anything, behaving unlike I do in my right. personal life in most circumstances. There are days, trust me, there have been wonderful fights that we've had under this roof and through our 17-year relationship we have been there. So with that said, if that's the case, if I made you uncomfortable, I apologize. Andy, not to turn the tables on you, and Carla constitutes a public figure, but imagine when you throw out the questions about our relationship, how uncomfortable you made my wife feel. That's not, by the way, she's a public figure. It's your perspective, and that's fine. It comes with the territory, but it doesn't change the fact that when she reads about what you wrote, and she gets on a thread like this, she was upset this morning reading about it. She was very, very concerned about it, and she was very frustrated. Mm. She said, well, Mike brought it up on the show. I guess I'm not the only one. Sorry to be vague, but I'm just uncomfortable by how Mike and Carla have been interacting on Friday's shows. The nastiness is too constant and too angry. If it's a bit, it's not a funny one. The energy is bad. Friday is supposed to be the funniest show, but I've been really put off the past 2 weeks especially. So have I, Andy.
This is the complete opposite of what I'm getting on these streets.
I've gotten more positive than good, but it's out there, and it upset my wife, so I'm addressing it
right now.
I'm not presuming to know anything about their relationship. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Nice qualifier there. But for the sake of the show, I guess I just... No, not really for the sake of the show.
No.
Yeah, there's the first thing I disagree. It's really not for the sake of the show, because you are taking what you feel... And it's obviously hitting something with
you. This guy's a 90-day fiance.
No, it's a lady. It's a lady.
Oh, this lady's a 90-day fiance.
just calm down. Please. I'm just trying. I am trying real hard to be a little balanced here.
Yes.
Even though it's throwing a dart right in my forehead. I'm trying to do that.
I'll stay
here. I guess I just want more of the fun and funny. I've gotten that for 30 plus years.
Yep.
Just more of the funny, not the end. I am fully aware that not only for the listeners, but for my coworkers and for my wife, that I can be a prickly son of a bitch.
The worst.
And I can be thank you for, and I really appreciate that tip in, Oscar. I appreciate the word. I know it. I own it. I'm aware of it. It happens. It's part of the deal. Many who do what we do in this business are like that. It's not anything I am proud of.
Right.
If anything, it is something that I wish I could channel to make me look better on the show. Because it really does make me uncomfortable when I read these kind of threads. All right. So the door is opening. Because then the pylorons decide that they want to pop in and talk about it. So I've gotten that. Makes me uncomfortable. Mike got so angry. All right. I don't know where to start on this. I could start with the, for those of you that are nervous about Carla and my interaction, I could start with that. But I think I'll save that to the end.
Okay.
Let me put the reality of the show. All right. And the reality of the show is that... Yes, there is alcohol involved. Yes, we have gotten very good feedback on it because it gets rowdy and it gets loud. But towards the end of every show, and with nothing but reverence for our new superstar, Carrie, and the Spiewak household.
Right.
When Rob Spiewak, and Rob, I think it's time you should know this. When Rob drinks, it goes from this volume level... to this volume level. And at the and Rob, I would ask respectfully that this week you be mindful of that.
Absolutely.
That it gets louder and more interruptive, and that's the way it goes. But that towards the end of the show drives me to it. When you hear me say mute the Spiewak, I am completely 100% being honest about that.
Right.
At the same time, my wife, who starts the show going, hi, everybody. How are you? When she gets her third glass, that too.
Like technique.
The tension you're hearing is 100% right. Mm-hmm. I am nuts. And I've been drinking, and I'm Irish, and I get angry at that. And so there, that is real. That is not manufactured. That is tense. That is true. And most people, Andy, laugh it off as to what it is, which is this moment in time. After that, has the show caused difficulty afterwards? Not in my household.
No.
It's over. And I'm talking about we've had many shows over my career that have caused tension. But
oh, yeah.
The drinking shows on Friday are not one of them. That's it. Do I have regrets after the show? Absolutely. Especially maybe the last 2 weeks that she referenced. I felt like I could have kept it together. Because when I get mad, I'm a fight to the death kind of person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
When I get mad, I tend to go a little bit too far. So from that, the critique is probably justified that I make people, certain people, a little uncomfortable. All right. So I own it.
Yeah.
People like it. It's got, who doesn't like the biggest brawl when they turn over the table in the Real Housewives of
exactly.
New Jersey?
That's classic.
That's viral. That's
ratings,
all that.
Baby.
But the reality of it is I'm not always happy with it because I feel very uncomfortable. But what I'm also not happy with is when people decide to comment on our relationship.
Mm.
And in particular, the last comment in the thread, and I would just like to say to Kathleen Jackson Hodson.
Oh, no.
Who wrote this.
Oh, no.
Relationships of convenience are often strained. We just don't usually see them together for an extended period of time. Kathleen?
Wow.
You. There it is. All right? That is as mean as it gets. And that is what really got my wife upset, and then she wrote. Carla responded to it. That's just nasty. And she apologized. Oh, I'm sorry. She apologized before I went to air. I did not know you, and did not know.
Pick
however,
your timing.
I always felt you were such an amazing woman, mother, and an entrepreneur. You know what? I'm sorry. You don't say that. Then a marriage.
Kathleen,
to be honest, you're an inspiration. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Don't do it before
showtime. To be honest, you're an inspiration to a lot of us, and it was very disheartening to feel as if you were disrespected by your husband. Disrespect? Did you hear what Rob Spiewak's wife said about him? How about disrespected by the wives?
Well, let me be clear here. On Friday nights, every man here, except for me,
the only reason, because you've hidden her, and your exchanges go via text.
Yeah, it's watching
she'd
them is like watching
you, the she'd be giving you as much crap as our wives are giving us, pal. Yeah.
She's like hermetically sealed, like in the game show 21. She's in a glass heated booth.
Every man on the screen.
Oh, so she says to Carla, to be honest, you're an inspiration, and it was disheartening to feel as if you were disrespected by your husband. We all disrespect each other. Kathleen.
Yeah, Kathleen.
I actually have the
same. It was out of line, and I admit I am in the wrong. You just you give so much, and you deserve to be treated. She's in here for an hour and a half.
Right.
I'm the one that's giving, Kathleen. You're listening to my show.
But she's raising your child alone. Because
bastard!
Right after the show for hours,
you little Why don't we? Why don't we have a deep dive and have Shannon produce the texts that you send her during a Friday show?
I have nothing to hide. These are militant.
Militant.
If you're going to say she's raising my child, which I know. So with that said, I didn't like that either, Kathleen. I don't like that you apologized and then dissed me again.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, that is nasty and you're not nice. And that's not nice. All right.
You know what?
It's not nice.
It's a cocktail party and I don't think Kathleen's invited anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not allowed to listen anymore. Goodbye.
7:27.
This is last Friday.
This is a half hour. This is less than a half hour into the show.
Yes.
Much less.
Please shift your chair so we don't see all those cables. That's what I sent her. right?
That's okay. not. But that's matter of fact.
I get no
that's
response back. It's fine.
That's
nothing.
So it's matter of fact. It's not bad. She's working.
I get darts as eyes right back at me, and I'm like, all right. All right, looks good now. Just letting her know, trying right. to produce.
Good. That's great. Positive feedback. Very
nothing
good.
Nothing back. Okay. Nothing back.
Okay. Excellent.
Please look a little happier.
But now that was from you to her. That's not anything disrespectful. Yeah,
get darting eyes back at me.
Right. Like,
and to be fair, that could be to either one of you during the show.
This is what it is.
Amen.
And then I write.
Wait a minute. Rob Spiewak gets a ding on that one.
Yes. Well, we both have RBSs.
The RBF. Yeah. That's right.
RBF. Mm-hmm. RBS. Mm-hmm. RBF. At 9:06 p.m., I write her. I didn't know we went this late, but we did. Watch the cables, because she's got the cables
right,
everywhere.
So then you're fine. All right. Okay, no. You're exonerated.
This gets better.
Watch the cables.
Please shift your right, is my next text to her. And then it says, and all right, move the chair closer so you're not sitting closer to the door. Like, I'm giving her direction.
Yeah, but all of this is it. You're exonerated.
This is it. Not 10:25 p.m. The car's out front. We are walking home.
then he's not guilty. I'm sorry.
Right. You're right.
Then Shannon overblew the text that you were yelling at her via. You weren't yelling at her.
This is why I wanted to.
I
wanted to give you both sides of the story. So on Big O and Dukes,
yes,
the guys bring up our cocktail hours, and I said, yes. Look, the ratings gold, Jerry. Like they're fantastic,
right?
And they said, tell us more about the screenshot. And they had a screenshot printed out where you, and this is why I said I'm hearing the complete opposite on these streets.
Right.
It's because Carla, it's a picture of you, Carla, like leaning on you, loving on you.
Right.
And Carrie and Rob wearing the same t-shirt, like just being a right. family. And Shannon and I are in two different rooms looking like we want to kill each other.
Maybe, you know.
The truth
by
probably
the way,
lies in the middle, right?
That, well.
But you can't love a woman if you're distracted by cables.
But a marriage of convenience, Rob, by definition, that would be like a gold digger. Calling her a gold digger.
And also,
which Carla has dealt with from the beginning of our relationship. Yeah. There are women out there that have given her crap.
Right.
From the very first time we started dating. And I get very, very upset when I read that as well.
That is simply not true.
It's a lie.
And yeah. and when they come, but here is what the truth is. All right, there is loudness from Carla and loudness from me, and we are a loud house. My son is a loud person. He is loud in the house too. But you know what? There's also a tremendous amount of, and this is for Andy more than Kathleen, who wants to throw darts at me. There is so much love in our house; it's not even funny. Every morning, every day. There is love, love, love. There are games played where Carla kicks my ass in trouble, and I behave like an asshole there as well. But she's still filled with great joy because she's beating me, although I won last night.
Yes.
Attaboy.
I won last night,
Redemption.
And if I hadn't, I probably would have turned the board over again. I get very, very frustrated. There is love but that's, by the way, personal interaction. We love each other. We've loved each other for a long time. She deals with me like you wouldn't believe, and she's great. And I love her, and I've loved her forever, and there is not trouble in Denmark, and we have a very,
also
very
played up. It's played up on
open and honest relationship yeah. where if Carla's got something on her mind about me, it's there. And yeah. by the way, I have one irrefutable fact that will demonstrate that. Yesterday, my midlife crisis Dodge Challenger was driven by a former Air Force member, a veteran, a young man who just came back from his tour and his service in the Air Force, and drove my Dodge Challenger away because Carla wanted me to sell it.
Mm. Yeah,
there you go. Is that love? That is
She's
love.
She's the boss.
That is love. Boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, I think that when you're a public figure, you get this. I told Carla, I've gotten worse over the years, and people
are
doing that.
What do the Obamas get? They must get a ton of this, you know?
You know what?
On their drinking shows?
No, I think everybody agrees the Obamas love each other. I think that's the way it goes. But relationships are picked apart by people. And if we came in here and it was all sweetie, sweetie, lovey, lovey.
That doesn't entertain.
No.
I did tell Carla, as I will tell the Spiewaks now, please. Just volume level.
Yes.
Volume level would be really happening. That's, you know, and I'm not telling Carrie, Rob. I'm telling you. I'm telling you that that's a... So, but our relationship, that's where... There has been no one in my life who has been... where the odds were longer in a relationship where I looked at her and she looked at me. We came from different backgrounds. When you're out there, you know, saying things about my wife, it's really... and by the way, it's not like you're making her feel good when you talk about the relationship. If we were in a bad relationship, perhaps she would be looking at that and smiling and going, see, people know that we have. Well, no, that was it was a kick in the gut for her to read that today. Sure. She didn't like that, and not that's fair. Why I'm talking about it today. I came in here also, to defend her. Yes, you were going to say that, although you have been exonerated, and that pisses me off.
She married a delisted stock. Like, Mike wasn't on the radio when they got married.
I had been fired.
Yeah.
When we walked down the aisle.
Yes.
I had been fired. And isn't marriage convenient? Can it also be when somebody gets pregnant or something like that?
That
or,
is also, it also implies a loveless keeps. Marriage. Yeah.
Loveless marriage, you know, marriages of convenience.
Yeah. Or immigration.
I don't think that you.
What do you mean? You said I had to sleep with you.
Russian bride comes in there all the time.
So she married him so she could get residency in Florida.
Yeah. And with the, I think that the three of us, when we get a line or when Pony, and by the way, has anybody spoken about the abuse that poor Pony has suffered at the hands of Shannon?
Oh my God.
Last week? I hate Pony. I hate Pony. I hate Pony.
I actually called Pony about that.
That's
it. And I forgot to mention it. And I said, hey man, can you swing by my house, the protective gear to fix my bike?
Oh yeah, there was a whole thing about Oscar leaving his bike on the sidewalk so Pony could put new brake pads on it. And he said, and if you're coming anyway, can you bring wings?
I will say this. Pony has not obliged, but Pony unfairly gets attacked by my wife. Mm. It's unfair because Pony's not here. He's doing his job from home. If anybody should be attacked about that cable situation, it's me. And if I were a bigger man, I'd step in.
Maybe she was afraid. Maybe she was afraid to attack you.
And also,
maybe she was afraid. Maybe all her angst. Maybe that I hate Pony is really I hate Oscar.
And also, I don't know if I'm misreading the situation or not, but I think I hate Pony might be a 1-2 step in the delicate dance of seduction.
Okay. All right. Let's park that theory. That theory is really interesting. So, Andy, you're not the first one that said, and by the way, you know, I get it cyclically. I am extraordinarily aware of it, that, I don't know, the last few weeks, Mike's been a little down. Yes, I have been down.
Yeah.
Yes, I have
been. It's okay to be down.
What do you think of the last 2 months, Mike? Over the last 2 months, has there been anything going on
that
might actually change your mood?
HBO
makes me nuts.
HBO has a great promo. It's genius. Before their shows that say, it's okay. And they have all these celebrities from their big HBO show saying, it's okay not to know which day it is today. It's okay to not feel as right as you should. It's okay to feel a little down. Like, just letting, like, we're all going through this roller coaster of emotions.
Yep.
And it really is dependent on where in the country you are and how bad you feel about certain things.
Right. And I feel that I've gotten better at pushing myself away from it. But at the same time, when the first thing you see on the news this morning, when I turn on the news, is to see a nurse talking about how she had sporadic mask available and PPE availability, and the president shuts her down and says, well, maybe where you are, you know, because certain people, I guess we've learned one thing. There are certain individuals that can never be smaller. They can never get any small. They get smaller and smaller and smaller. There's nothing too small for them to do.
But then you have a bright, shining light, like at the end of 60 Minutes this past week, if you watch that, which, by the way, really puts in perspective.
Some of their inspiring stories are fabulous.
The job market, and then also our healthcare workers, and I've never seen 60 Minutes do this, and maybe you have, Mike, but I've been watching long enough, is when Leslie Stahl comes on and she says, hey, you're never supposed to be part of the story. As a journalist, that's like the number one rule. But I got to tell you that I went down with the coronavirus and pneumonia, and I got out. And the way that I was rolled out of the hospital, they're losing a lot of people. When they find and are able to save someone, they celebrate it.
Yeah.
So there's applause and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those people those are the stories that actually get me choked up when you hear about not only the fact that they've brought somebody back from the abyss, and if they ventilate you, they intubate you, you know, your odds go down significantly. So when they get somebody off a ventilator, it's a very, very big deal.
Yeah.
And hold on. I've got a Pony message.
God, Pony. Something from Pony?
Hold on just a second.
Timing's everything, buddy.
I think this was like an hour ago. Pony, your texts move as fast as you do. So, yeah. You know, it's interesting. Pony said, so much is making sense now.
Yeah, because he's wanted by my wife.
The seduction.
I'm sure.
I think he might be referring to yesterday's show.
There should be more of that. And the idea that the people on the front lines don't just pack up their crap and head out, that they are still getting inspired by the human success stories.
They seem reinvested. It's an amazing flock of people. As I said, when I went through all the stuff I did with Robert, I had trouble with doctors occasionally. And
remember when we had your doctors in when he was cleared? It was great.
Most of the doctors were great, but I, to a fault, never met a nurse that wasn't magnificent. Mm-hmm. Nurses are a special breed of people. They really are.
There was one time when I had my second hip surgery I'm sorry. I'm not going to tell that story. No. That's okay.
And that really was more of a clinic than a hospital.
Yeah. So for those of you that might think it's disrespectful, when Carla comes in here, we all they all experience the same level of disrespect that we give each other for your entertainment and for our natural way of doing the show. I mean, that's the way
it's not an
it
easy
happens.
Room.
I mean, if you added up a list of the things the three of us have said to each other over the more than 10 years we've been doing this show in particular, not going back to my whole career, there's a bunch of it back there, too.
You left out a lot of stuff.
When you come into this arena, that's the land we're in. That's what we do here. And it does not transfer to the real life situation when we get out of there. In my case, Carl and I go out and we start chatting, and then she ends up going sleepy by, and then we have a nice day the next day. Oscar and Shannon, they go walking home together, and Carrie and Rob go to separate rooms.
Exactly.
Never to speak until the following Friday when we do another cocktail party. That's the way.
That's what works for us. It works for us.
There you go. Now we can start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Honey, please, you got to get dressed for me now, please.
No, Agador. Victoria Page will not dance the dance of the red shoes tonight or any other night.
Okay, but how about Jesse's talking, okay?
Victoria Page is dead.
Okay, but watch her knife. I'm going to put it for you.
Do you know how she died?
How?
Alone, weeping for her lover.
Oh, no.
Help it! Are you trying to ruin me?
Don't look at me. I'm hideous. Agador, I'm in such pain.
I know, honey. It's gonna pass.
I hate my life.
There is a packed house out there.
That's all I am to you, isn't it? A meal ticket. I want a palimony agreement. And I want one now.
Well, I don't have a palimony agreement on me right now. Is tomorrow all right?
Don't use that tone to me.
What tone?
That sarcastic, contemptuous tone that means you know everything because you're a man and I know nothing because I'm a woman.
You're not a woman.
Oh, you bastard.
Here you go.
Thank you, dear. Ooh. Turkish coffee, delicious.
See?
Is Val still asleep?
Mm-hmm.
He must be exhausted. Poor baby. You should have told me he was coming. I'm so ashamed of the way I acted last night. You look awful. What's wrong?
Val's getting married.
Married? What do you mean married?
You know what I mean.
I woke up feeling so good.
Just breathe. Let it go. Breathe. Oh, you've heard.
Oh, Valley. Oh, my God. This is such a shock. I'm not saying anything. I promised your father. Mm-mm. But you're only 20, and if you throw yourself away on some dormitory slut, you'll be sorry for the rest of your life. There, enough said. That's all. No more. Subject closed.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios, all the way from Alameda, California, to Kalamazoo, Michigan, Nebraska City, Nebraska, Schulenburg, Texas, Yellow Springs, Ohio, and Copenhagen, Denmark. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by Lightstream. Are you paying more money and interest than you need on your credit cards? Refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, so much lower than the national average credit card rate of over 19% APR. I'll do that Nathan Lane move.
Breathe.
Plus, there are absolutely no fees,
and the application is quick and easy.
And it's 100% online.
I bought a pork roast. I was going to get filet mignons.
But you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. We love Lightstream. Check this out. Lightstream testimonial from TMOS listener Jeff. I have been thinking about a consolidation loan for some time and had already been rejected by one lender. When I heard Mike talking about Lightstream on the show, the process was quick and easy, and I got the loan I was looking for. Thank you, Lightstream, and the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, one and all. Apply today to get the special interest rate B on the interest rate discount.
Yeah.
And save even more.
The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS.
That's LightStream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Thank you, Lightstream.
Turkish coffee.
I hope I covered all that. I hope that was thorough.
So.
But it's just I got a lot of it. And you know what? With all that was said, for purpose of explanation, it doesn't take away from the fact that I could be, especially towards the end of the program, when it gets really loud and really unmanageable, I could be a little more patient. But patience is not something I am known for, and I wish I was better at that. I never thought you were out of line.
But
But then again, last week you wouldn't have known whether I was out of line.
I was hammered.
You definitely.
I woke up the next morning and I was like, that was a good show.
Yeah.
It'll be fun next Friday again.
Well, yeah. We're going to do it Friday night, it's 7 p.m., and it's the TMOS cocktail party. And look, we're all still cooped up in the house, and we're going to do this, and we're getting through this the way we can.
Yeah, it'll be
and
the eighth way, one. Yeah.
Enjoy it while you can, because once this is over, it's over.
Yeah. If it is over, you know, that's what we all worry about. That's what we're all scared about.
I'm saying, look, what is it going to be, September, and we're still drinking on Friday night to blackout?
I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. I don't think. But by the way, even we'll see how this week goes. But
no, it's going to
be like Donald Trump. He said he was eliminating the task force, and then he says he's going back. He's going to have the task force.
He was being sarcastic, Mike.
I'm just saying, I'm going to try. Just kidding.
It's like a kid reaching for a knife and not quite getting it, and just say, "I'm going to touch this knife."
I was just pretending I was reaching for the knife.
That's
what I was doing with that situation.
I think, in fairness, he was going to shut it down, is what I heard as of this morning. And then he got some calls from some very important people that said, hey, maybe not shut it down. I didn't realize it was so popular.
Well, it's part of the Trump administration's.
Thank you. That's the quote. I didn't realize it was so popular. Like it's an amusement park ride.
It's part of the Trump administration's Keystone Guidelines, which is equivalent to having the fire department come over and putting out most of a fire. Because,
yeah,
I mean, it's like, we're better, so maybe we should phase it out. No, you don't want to do that. Don't do that.
You get your news from other sources, but I'm going to give it to you right now.
Please.
U.S. weekly jobless claims total 3.169 million, bringing the seven-week tally to 33.5 million. So this country right now is hurting, and that's why I think you're getting a lot of pressure to get people back to where they need to be. I haven't asked the question on this show, but I will with you guys.
Please.
Yeah.
So social distancing maintained, but rules relaxed in certain states. I don't know what the rules are in Virginia. I know what they are in Florida, and I don't know what they are in D.C. In Florida, to the best of my knowledge, you've got 6 feet separation outdoor dining back. People can go to a restaurant if they are sitting outside, and 25% capacity inside. Now, listen, I haven't done a deep dive, so I could be wrong about this. But when I read that, it says, okay, if you eat outside, you can be 6 feet apart and have your meal. If you eat inside, there's going to be one quarter of the restaurant that's going to be filled, but you can sit in each other's laps for all they care because they don't specify that.
It's implied, isn't it, that it's 25% capacity so they can be more spread out. They're going to use the entire facility, but only 25% of capacity within the facility, right?
Okay.
They're not going to put everyone together.
In DC, of course they're not. There is just takeout only up until the 15th. And it's TBD until what happens after the 15th. They may extend it. They may keep it the way it is. Not just for takeout, but the essential employees only. There's talk about keeping certain government employees at home as much as possible. And essential employees only would have to go in. But there is a plan to reopen. But it is not... It's not imminent. We're talking about May 7th today, right? So we're like a week away if that's going to happen. But it's not 100% clear what's going to happen.
What's going to happen? Let me ask you, both of you, Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, would you go to a restaurant now?
I don't feel comfortable doing that yet.
No, not even outside. I'm not even really comfortable with takeout. I mean, not 100% because you're still having, that is just, if you don't have to do it, why would you take that option?
I am 100% comfortable with takeout because you can really, if there's a, at least for us, process. Right. Everything comes in containers. You can wipe down those containers when they come.
Right.
That's true.
And then put them on a plate, and you're good to go. Microwave the food if you out. Well, another layer is to microwave the food after you receive it, and that will kill anything if there is something there.
Yeah, but I got ice cream, and it wasn't so great. I microwaved.
I microwave ice cream.
Not all the way hot, though.
Yeah, no, but the stuff that I get, that diet stuff that doesn't really work, that's a lie. Yeah. 7 net grams.
I don't think you've had the right ice cream.
I don't think I've had the right diet.
Midnight on May 14th going into the 15th is when we're going to go to that similar policy that you have down there in Florida with the 25% and the outdoor dining and all that. But you know, they're still requiring masks when you go to stores, right?
Yes.
And I went in, when was it?
Or are they? I mean, I was at a Lowe's that they didn't require them.
Well, I mean, they are essentially required. That's what the government is saying. And I got maybe I went to Target because I had to get a prescription filled. And they were like, maybe
70. How many scripts do you get a week, just out of curiosity? How many medications are you on right now?
Please, share. This is great.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. But
three for breathing and 2 for blood pressure.
As a bundle, they're called your...
Oh, my Stay Alive pills.
Yes. Ooh,
yes.
Blurry.
But I would say even though it is required by the Virginia government to wear a mask when you go into a store, I say about 75% of the people in Target wearing a mask.
Do you wear masks and gloves or just masks?
I have gloves and I wear them. The thing is they're small because they're mediums because it's all I got right now. And so it's tough to actually function them, but I do wear gloves.
All right, let's talk for a second. So we're doing a deep dive. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'd like to ask questions about masks and gloves.
Please.
And how you're living. And then I also want to talk about the school system.
All right.
Because that's where my number one quandary is.
I have a theory.
If they're planning. By the way, schools in Florida, public schools down here in Lee County, Florida, open up roughly the first, second week of August.
Right.
I am in a real dilemma. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about gloves because I'm not sure whether the gloves are relevant if you hear me out here. But we'll come back. We'll talk about all that good stuff right here. And by the way, we are doing our cocktail party. So get ready for a level of discomfort that will be off the charts this week. All right? I'm not going to take any crap from her. We'll be right back, everybody.
P1s.
Oh, I love this
Come
one.
And get your cocktail party. Come along, my little ones. Champagne, drunken wives, all free on Friday. I've lots of lovely goodies for you. Naughty words. Mixed drinks. Maybe even ice cream. Treacle tarts.
Treacle tarts. And ice cream. And all free.
Come along, kitty winkies. Come along, my little dears. My little mice. What will it be? Carla? Shannon? Superstar Carrie? It's all on Facebook Live. Go inside, my little tears. And all free on Friday.
He has the children.
Oh, my God. That's the TM Voice cocktail party that's coming up tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's 2.5 hours. Oh, my God. A 2.5 hour slog unlike any other that a lot of people love and a lot of people get comfortable with and a lot of people are totally uncomfortable with. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Mother's Day this Sunday.
Yes.
Ooh. What are you getting, Mom? What about the gift of memories? Ensuring that your family, your family's legacy is digitally preserved so it can be passed down. It's just as important as creating these memories in the first place. Legacy Box helps bring new life to your old media by unlocking those trapped family memories and putting them on a modern digital format that is easy to use. Legacy Box is the way for you to preserve your past, and you can do it from your home. It's so easy. You pack and send. That's it. Home movies, pictures, everything.
Anything.
Turn it into digital. Legacy Box digitizes everything in hand, and by hand, rather, and then you enjoy. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, and has helped over 750,000 families digitally preserve their past, including the O'Maras, the Spiewaks, and the Santanas.
Yes.
Give your mom a present she'll never forget. For a limited time, Legacy Box running a 50% off Mother's Day special. Order your Legacy Box today to take advantage of this incredible offer. This is one of the best discounts they've ever offered. Legacy Box, the perfect gift for you. It's perfect or for someone you love as well. Yes. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. And we thank you. All right. So you guys brought up gloves. Oscar asked Rob whether he wears gloves. My feeling on gloves, and feel free to contradict me if you. I now go with the mask and the gloves when I go into the store. But I have thought about the fact that if you wear the mask and then you hand sanitize, like when you get back to your car, and then you do a thorough hand washing after everything's been sanitized. The gloves are important, but I don't think they're nearly as important as the mask. Would that be accurate?
I agree, but my policy is as soon as I get the groceries or whatever into my car, out of the cart, and the cart put away, I think that the shopping cart is the biggest villain in shopping right now. Because everybody touches it, and they say they sanitize them, but they don't. So once I put it back in the corral, I get in my car, take off the gloves, inside out them, throw them down, because I know I'm going to throw them away when I get home.
Oh, yeah, I kind of do the same thing. Okay.
But it's, the cart is what, that's what I'm loathe to touch. Like when a shopping list goes above four items and you need to have a cart, that cart is danger, man. That's the worst.
Yeah, so, but I mean, so you're saying you don't think so? I mean, I've watched them at, the only place I go to is the box store. I don't necessarily, Carla does the grocery store. I do the big box store.
Sure.
And it looks like they're pretty meticulous in sanitizing the carts.
Are you going to bank on yourself or someone else?
Well, no. Okay, I get it. I get it. But at the same time.
Look at the average employee at the box store, Mike. Even at their very best, how are they doing?
This is America's hero. This is what comes out of his mouth.
This is Rob Spiewak.
All you Robaholics.
This is Rob Spiewak. Yes. Absolutely.
How dare you?
What I did is I really just underscored.
Just the front liners, Rob. Yes. That's good judgment.
All I'm saying is what Oscar says is
Kathleen Hodge Dixon or whatever her name is won't send you an email.
She'll
throw darts at me all day, though.
Oscar says
trust
sorry, in yourself.
I'm sorry, Carla. I know he's a monster.
Yeah, no, but Oscar has it right. You got to trust in yourself. And I know because I worked the grocery game for years. Those shopping carts are filthy. Even wiped down, I wouldn't trust them.
I go even further. So say you're outside of the grocery store. You've done everything right. You hope that everybody's worn masks. And you go back out to your car. If there are cars around your car, what's to stop someone that forgot to wear a mask and then put it on right before they walked in the store from coughing and getting something right onto your door handle, right?
Right.
So just for I guess my own peace of mind, gloves in store to car. Once I get in, I have a bag that I roll off the gloves and then I clean my hands and then put on new gloves to drive home, get home, and because I live on a busy street, when I get in, I take off those gloves, throw those away, wash hands, and then I'm in my house.
Web, do you sanitize the stuff you buy in the store?
Everything outside.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a little section.
Do where you sanitize it with the gloves on? Because
yes.
You've missed a
with the,
step.
With the gloves. With the gloves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then you throw away.
Yeah. Then,
so you
then throw away.
Your each trip is a two glove trip for you.
Yeah. Two pairs.
And you have to be very careful, Mike, when you're opening your car door with the gloves, not to get your hand caught in the door. You don't want that.
Yeah, there you go. Let me just get this over here and just shut that door, Carla. Will you please shut the door? Please. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Now, luckily, with the hand sanitizer, that probably won't get infected.
To be fair, not everybody has access. So when I see sometimes people with gardening gloves on at the store, I'm good with that. They probably wash them when they get home. They do the best they can. Right?
I love to see anyone making an effort, even if it's a kerchief tied around their face.
I'm much more into the masks than I am the gloves.
Maddie was walking around with winter gloves when we first all broke out. I said, Maddie, there's a box of medium rubber gloves right there. How big are your Bo's hands? And she says, probably medium. I'm like, take these. We're good to go.
By the way, Jolene White.
It's a true kid of Buffalo, isn't it?
Jolene White, thank you for offering Carla the disinfectant wipes. That's very kind of you. We appreciate that. Thank you. I was not fishing for that. I was just mentioning shortages.
Some our way, please. Thank you.
Yes.
We all kind of need them. Real quick, because I'm going to forget this at the end of the show. I know I am.
Okay.
A listener, I think her name is Dana, sent me a note about a friend that took her life during this, a teacher. A lot of people we don't realize are the mental health end of this that we really haven't scratched the surface. You heard about the particular doctor that took her own life, but we should mention this, and she wanted me to pass this along, and I hope, please double check the number for me. I hope I've got this right here. If you or someone you know is struggling emotionally or in crisis, contact the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at any time to speak to someone and receive support. It's confidential and available 24/7, 800-273-8255. 800-273-8255. A very thoughtful message sent to me personally by a listener. And when they're like that, I want to get that
on the air
as soon as possible.
And you can also visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org if you need help. You can do it both ways.
So I get that.
And if you want to donate your car, it's Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S.
That's right.
Cars for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Is that a real thing you do, or were you just doing shtick there?
No, you can really donate your car.
1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Yeah.
I just don't know. You shoehorned that in there at the end there.
Well, I just figured, if you got an automobile, that's
I get
you're
it.
Using.
Oh, you should have talked to Mike yesterday.
My greatest concern, he came down with his mom. Nice kid, too. Nice kid that I sold it
young
to.
Young guy?
Don't you love, Mike, when you... And this is so strange, and I'm sorry if I'm derailing the show.
Right. Yes.
But if you love cars like Mike and I do, and you sell a car you love...
It's a loss.
Yeah, it's a loss, but when you see it go to someone that is worthy, it turns it into a win.
Total smile, and the guy was so low-key.
Yes, yeah.
If I'd been unscrupulous, he would have gotten into the car. If it was a clinker! I said, do you want to take it around the block before? He said, no. He said, and then he looks at Carla, and he says, this really looks a lot better than the pictures. And I'm like, Carla was like proud of the pictures. I went, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Maybe if the photographer had tried harder.
maybe it would have sold faster.
I think, Mike, it has to do with the fact that you wiped down that dashboard with those wipes.
Yeah, the wipes that I got at Lowe's.
That's right.
I forgot what I was talking about.
No, it's the mom and the son. The mom
and the son.
Mom and son, very sweet, and it was great to do this. I have to mention to you my greatest concern in all of this. I am... freaking out a little bit about something that's months away. You're hearing the reports that these cases are going to be perhaps spiking by August. You hear that? My kid's scheduled return to school is usually August 12th, right around August 12th. I am not going to rely on my government to do the wrong thing and say kids go back to school when there. If there are still, 500 cases a day in the state of Florida, or he ain't going back to school.
Mike,
not going to happen.
You're going to be okay because the NFL announced their schedule today, which means the virus is over August 1st.
And they're not going to have people in the stadiums, right?
No, I know that. No, but this goes back. My mom works for a big, big medical outfit up here in the D.C. area. And when this stuff started to really start to grow hair about St. Patrick's Day, mid-March, their models then said that Virginia is going to get hardest in July. And that looked like it wasn't going to happen for a while. And now, with the way things are coming back, with this thought of a second wave and a spike, it looks like their initial model might be right. And if we spike in July, there's no reason that can't spill into August. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think there's going to be in-classroom learning in the state of Virginia, at least my county, this year.
Mm.
Not, I don't think September is going to happen as far as school. Because if there
really? I haven't heard that. That's pretty
interesting. No, I mean, that's my theory. Because
are you going to trust Rob, Mike?
No, I just, it's the prediction. Remember, I was the one that said this was going to be a big deal, the first one on this show, and you guys said you laughed it off.
No,
whoa! When did that happen? Because I don't doubt that person
at all. Yeah, when it was like in February. I said that I heard a statistic.
Rob, please, if you're able to do that,
the tape.
I would love you to do that I would like to see that. No, I mean, I really, and I'm not discounting what Rob's saying. You know,
it's just first off, to what we were just talking about.
Yes,
I heard a statistic, and I said that this was going to affect 70% of Americans. You guys said that was ridiculous.
Yeah, no. We were wrong there. You're right. You were wrong.
But my gut, that was something that I heard. That was fact.
We thought you had a wrong number and you had the right number.
But what I'm saying now is my gut is that if we do see a swirl or a spike as late as July, if the schools put the kids back into the building, it's irresponsible, stupid, and cruel.
Okay.
And I don't think it's going to, this is just my gut.
Let me ask you as a parent.
Happen. Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about this.
All right.
So let's say Mike is of the opinion that he doesn't feel comfortable sending his kid back, even if they're open. Not yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What are you of the opinion?
If they say they are allowed to go, if your son is allowed to go back to school, will you put him back in school?
I will have to see what the environment is at that time. But if it is like it is now, where they're starting a soft rollout with probably modified things at the school, no, I won't send him back. As a matter of fact, Julie and I and Carrie were talking about possibility of something that has never broached our thoughts before, which is possibility of a gap year. Mm. Just her taking a year off from
working
college.
Working at the gap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea, though. That's not a bad idea. It's terrifying right now.
Thank
God my kids, my daughters are out of college right now.
This is why I haven't had kids yet. Like, we don't need to deal with this right now.
He found his excuse.
Yeah. Wonderful. Congratulations, Oscar. Well done. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. God, this is therapy talking about this stuff.
Asked and we listen.
Winter gloves.
Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow.
I miss Maddie.
TMOS on Spotify. Grab
I do
it.
Too.
I do too.
Yeah.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Crash diets, always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Hello, Noom. Looking forward to talking to you today. They help users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It is a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. Literally everything at a glance. Food tracking that is the best. You're going to love it. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It's the best. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. You don't have to change it all in one day. Mm-mm. Small steps are going to help you make big progress. Sign up for your trial today. It's Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Remember that? It's Noom.com/TMOS and do it today. And thank you, Noom. Happy to be with you. So we are in these interesting times, and I get a sense that collectively as a people, we are already adopting the look out for yourself mode.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Because we know that we have been failed by our government leaders, even the ones that are maybe making the right moves. they can't overcome the idiot patrol and the people that are running into state houses with guns on their shoulder. You can't do right. that. So ultimately, I think you, for the foreseeable future, are going to simply have to protect yourself. And if protecting yourself means not putting your kid back in school, even if Governor DeSantis says he wants him to go back to school, you know, I think if you live in a state where you don't think your leadership is doing enough to protect you, you have to protect yourselves. That seems to be the simple equation
proactive.
For it.
And I'll give you an example here. Mm-hmm. I told my father not to leave the country and go help the citizens of Bolivia, his motherland, right?
Right.
He turned 80.
But you say that every year.
I know, he leaves every day. He turned 80 today. Happy birthday to my father.
Hey, happy birthday.
What is your father's first name?
Jose Luis.
Jose, so your older brother was named after your father?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, Jose, is he a junior? Is Luis a junior. Your brother?
Yes.
Oh, Jose Luis is a junior. Jose, really, happy birthday. Yeah, happy. It's awesome. His 80th today?
It's Mike, it's Dr. Ceballos.
Dr. Ceballos, yes. That is wonderful. Yes. And Dr. Jose Ceballos is 80 today. God bless you, sir, for giving me your very, very soulless son.
your broken son.
Your broken son.
And the reason that his birthday present is that Oscar is not going to have children.
So
Happy birthday.
I said to my pops, I said, I can't wait to see you this July. He goes, the borders are closed.
He doesn't want to see his family.
Wow. Yes. Well, not this family.
It's
going
to get worse.
The
text thread
is so full of joy with our family text of happy birthday.
Is hope it still make, WhatsApp? Because it's
yeah,
free?
Yeah, it's WhatsApp, the cheap
yeah,
bastard.
Yeah, of course.
So he refused to get on Facebook.
Of course.
So he, everybody's beautiful messages, long, is the word loquacious? Is that a good word?
Loquacious?
Yeah.
Yes.
My sister writes something beautiful and long. And I'm like, happy birthday, Pops. I'll call later to sing. Just the 12-year-old I am. And
the baby of the family.
Yeah. And he says, thank you, Oscar. I look forward to the song.
You know, when it comes back, and I don't know if they'll suspend production on our favorite TV shows, but when it comes back, this is a thought I had while you were talking about that. We will all have to decide what characters we are on the television program Succession. We'll have to decide what characters we are.
Absolutely.
Because it really sounds like your father is the older guy that's running the whole
Cox.
Thing, and then all the other. Brothers are there with that.
Yeah.
It is. Happy birthday, Dr. Ceballos. That's wonderful. Great.
they sent me to the house to find something. I don't know. I didn't see it.
That idiot nephew?
Yeah, that's me.
Succession.
Yeah.
The one that's married to the daughter?
That's an idiot stepson.
I'm sorry.
I'm the idiot nephew, the one that had the job in the theme park and threw up in the costume.
Yeah. That's just angling for whatever he can get.
I know who I'd want to be. I'd want to be Macaulay Culkin's brother. That's who I'd want to be.
Oh, yeah.
He gets away with murder.
He gets away with murder, and he's just such a slicky boy with that. Anyway, I miss that show, believe it or not. I really do. I miss that show.
It's a good program.
A whole hell of a lot. Did we talk about Natalie Wood at all on yesterday's show?
No, we have not.
A recommendation. If you get a chance to see the Natalie Wood documentary that I have no idea whether it was new or whether it came out earlier in 2020, but they did a deep dive on Natalie Wood. If you are too young to remember Natalie Wood.
That's an unfortunate phrase, Mike.
A deep dive.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. Anyway, second ding for Rob today on the show. Sorry about that. Hey,
that's fine.
All right, I don't have
she
any
died drowning people, for those who don't know.
She
overexplain.
Off Catalina
she was murdered.
Island in California.
Yeah, by Christopher Walken.
She was not. No.
No, but he was there.
He was there. He's on the boat.
Asleep.
He was on the boat. With her and RJ, that's Robert Wagner. And
it's very hard
the
to understand who might have been at play during the murder.
Well, I think this was dredged up by the sleazy boat captain. And if you watch the documentary that was done by Natalie Wood's daughter about Robert Wagner, where he completely addresses
does he really?
Every single moment, I am on team Robert Wagner. 1,000%. I think the documentary was stunningly thorough.
I'll take a look.
I think you will love it, and I'll give you the details on it tomorrow, and I'll explain more after I do my research on the show.
After watching it, do you blame Robert Wagner for 5 seasons of Heart to Heart?
Heart to Heart was a show I used to watch with Eddie Albert.
You know what? I actually TiVo Heart to Heart, and I saw a great
that
episode
show.
This week.
That's Mike. That's a great show.
If I see this episode come up, I will send you a text. Special guest star, Harry Blackstone. And Harry Blackstone is his Harry Blackstoniest, and he's an evil magician that has sort of a crooked brother that has plastic surgery to look just like Jonathan Hart. And so they kidnap Max, the butler, and when
okay,
the Harts
all right,
come...
I don't need the whole plot, so thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Just understand
I'm aging
this.
When you're describing
just
that
understand
plot.
Just understand this. A startling dual role, Harry Blackstone and Killer Tigers. It's a great episode.
Very
I
exciting.
I was confused Heart to Heart with Stingray, the TV show.
Stingray?
Yes.
Stingray, what is that?
It was actually in the 80s, because I was such a...
Univision?
No, it was...
A stingray.
It's two seasons. The adventurous travels of someone who helps those in trouble in exchange for future favors. And it's because the actor was white and Robert Wagner was white.
They drove a
red sports car, right? Or he drove a red sports car, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that was Magnum.
That was a Ferrari. I know that. Magnum P.I. What did they drive in Heart to Heart?
Usually a Mercedes. I think a yellow Mercedes.
My Mercedes! Disregard.
And Freeway the dog.
Hey, was Jack Cassidy ever on Heart to Heart, Rob?
You know what? I'll roll the dice and say probably yes, but you know he did his best work on Columbo.
Hello, Eddie Albert. There you are. Yes,
but not Eddie Albert on Heart to Heart, though.
Oh, wasn't Eddie Albert?
The butler was Lionel Stander.
No, but wasn't Eddie Albert on Heart to Heart?
No, it was Robert
Heart to
Wagner.
Heart was with Stephanie Powers.
Yeah.
Those were the two hearts.
Yes.
What was the Eddie Albert crime show?
Green
wasn't
Acres.
Wasn't there one? I don't know. I'm such an idiot. Sorry for wasting your time during this entire segment, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with some more valuable information that you can eat right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
There's lots of talk about strong communities in these troubled times,
right.
Sticking together for the good of all.
All right,
but nobody's helping me scrub toilets and clean the kitchen at the casino. Makes me feel crazier than a monkey on a motorcycle trying to steal a baby. Uncertain times? One thing is certain. The ladies of TMOS will take names and kick some ass on Friday's fun show.
Yeah, they will.
I'm thinking I might just invite Darlene.
That was
very,
great.
Very exciting. Thank
Monkeys.
You. Thank you. Very exciting. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, sports fans.
Yes.
Big news. The UFC returns this Saturday. That means there's real sports to watch and to bet on.
Yay!
Even better, if you visit our buddies at MyBookie and sign up and make a deposit, you can grab a free $49 bet on the fights.
Yes.
Oscar, I might call you and ask
let's bet on there. How about this? Let's pay-per-view, bet together, and watch.
I think that's a fantastic
Will you FaceTime during the fight?
That might
that's
be
awesome.
Fun.
Yes.
How much is it going to be? It's going to be astronomical?
No, UFC, if you get the UFC package or online package, you get it for like $15 a month.
Right. Easy.
$15 a month. We'll talk. Your weekend just got so much better. And if casino action is more your style, MyBookie still has blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more. MyBookie, that's what we're talking about. It has live casino dealers. So very cool. Actually look at your computer, and there's a dealer right there. Yes, sorry. Oh, the weekend's coming. Anyway, MyBookie is fantastic. No quarantine on fun. Thank you, MyBookie. I've signed up. I love it. We need this now more than ever. And you can trust an industry leader like MyBookie. They're reliable, upright, and best of all, no touching. I mean, really, it's true.
That's the thing, yeah.
And they pay fast when you win. Visit MyBookie.ag, use promo code TMOS for a $150 bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in a cash bonus, all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. MyBookie.ag, you spin, you win, you get paid.
News.
Boo.
Come on,
Dan. Rob Spiewak, you can watch these on ESPN Plus or ESPN, the prelims.
Awesome.
And the main card, you can actually get through the ESPN Plus app or on demand. You're good to go.
I'm so in. Absolutely.
So if I'm not going to do the $15 a month, how much would it cost me to watch the main event?
I'm going to give you that answer by end of the news.
Thank you. All right. Remember when Madonna
teaser?
Remember when Madonna was canceling dates on her Madam X tour earlier this year?
Sure.
Well, it turns out she had a valid reason for scrapping at least some of the shows. She had the COVID.
Oh, you know what? Remember we had the tape of that nutty tape of her saying that she tested positive for the antibodies.
Madonna recently revealed that she has the COVID-19 antibodies.
Yeah.
And in an Instagram message yesterday, she said, quote, "When you test positive for antibodies, it means you had the virus, which I clearly did, as I was sick at the end of my tour in Paris over 7 weeks ago, along with many other artists in my show. But at the time, we all thought we had a very bad flu. Thank God we are all healthy and well now." Here's so much of that where people had it and they didn't realize they had it.
I think that Madonna got it when she was making that sex book.
With Warren Beatty in the
Is that the big metal sex book? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. The streaming search engine Real Good. Real good. I don't know, but I've been told real good. Tastes good. Good for me. Good for me. Good for you. Real Good has a list of the top TV shows its users are watching for the first time since March 16th, when COVID-19 started forcing Americans to start social distancing. They then calculated the first-time streams for those top titles and ranked them accordingly. They listed 19 in all. These are the top 10. Number 10, The Walking Dead. Number 9, Stranger Things. 8, The Good Place.
Ooh.
What's The Good Place?
Good Place.
That's the Ted Danson show.
Yeah.
Oh. Number 7, The Office. 6, Better Call Saul. Good one. Number 5, Westworld. Why do I smell a rat with that?
Oh, come on.
I really think I smell a rat.
It's
really
so good.
Well, you know, I watch it. I can't turn it away when I watch it.
How about The Office still having legs after all these years? Because it's on every day on Comedy Central, and it still makes this list.
Number 4, Game of Thrones on HBO. Number 3, Breaking Bad. There it is again. That's a worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. Mm-hmm. And number 1, ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to tell you boys about this. Ozark.
Ah!
Ruthie.
Numero uno.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get by it this year. I tried
my
it again.
Pop culture gurus right here.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You guys get full credit.
People
I give
love
full credit
watching
where it's
that,
deserved.
They love watching that great casino set.
That was a blind spot.
All right. We talked about Kieran Culkin. I think that's the guy in Succession.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about his brother, Macaulay. He is on the upcoming season of American Horror Story. And it sounds like he has some sexy scenes with Kathy Bates.
Baby! Ooh. Oh, that's a category of some sort.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah. Series creator Ryan Murphy says he called Macaulay to talk to him about it. Quote, "When I cast, I never let people read things usually. I said, okay, here's the pitch. And I told him he has crazy erotic sex with Kathy Bates and does other things. And he paused and he said, this sounds like the role I was born to play.
Wow.
So he signed up right then and there. I'm not sure whether that's going to make me dive right back into American Horror Story, but she's been on that franchise for a long time, hasn't she?
Yeah, they tend to bring the same actors back every year, which I kind of like, although I don't think I watched it last year.
Let me give you back-to-back surveys here. This is a new one. 4 out of 5 people say they work as hard as they can at their job every day. But that being said, some jobs take a very different type of hard work. Survey asked people to name the hardest jobs out there. Top 10, prison warden. Farmer, number 9. Number 8, bomb squad. Number 7, healthcare worker. Number 6, surgeon. That one. Number 5, firefighter, ahead of surgeon. Number 4, police officer. Number 3, paramedic. Number 2, doctor. Number 1, nurse. There it is, right there.
Ooh.
And the survey also asked people for signs of a hard worker at any job. And so let's. I'll do the survey on YouTube. Let's see what happens.
Please.
All right. Number 10, volunteering for meetings. I think you both do that.
Oh,
right?
Of course, all the time.
You both do that?
Ding, ding.
Number 9, never procrastinating. You both
No mercy. There's no mercy.
I'm sorry, I'm making the judgments
I'll
here.
Answer that tomorrow.
Number 8, keeping a to-do list. That one I don't know the answer. Do you keep a to-do list,
Absolutely.
Oscar?
It's right in front of me every day.
You both
day.
Do? All right, you both get that. There you go. Number 7, staying late.
All the time. All the time.
I do
I've
not.
Done it.
So I don't.
Rob thinks we have to do it.
What's that?
He technically has to do it now, Rob. He's at his office at home.
So we have to give Rob the buzzer. Yeah. He was forced to.
Yeah.
Let's see. Getting in early. Rob Spiewak gets the ding. Oscar Santana.
Hey,
although
hey.
He's been doing well lately.
Yeah, because I got to run this entire operation.
All right. So what do you think, Rob, your choice?
Just a buzzer because he's not on Lombardi time yet.
Yeah. All right. Let me see. Number five, getting through more work than anyone else. Who do we give the ding to? I think, Oscar.
I think Oscar,
That's that. All right. Very good. Let's see. Always getting everything done on your to-do list.
No, I don't. That does not happen.
I don't think anybody gets that.
No. That's why you keep a list.
Volunteering for work.
Rob does it, and I do it as well.
Yeah, I think we both do.
Okay, both. All right. Always meeting deadlines.
I would say that we get a buzzer because it could be better.
Yeah, but you know what? We are in a deadline-oriented business, so it's a quiet buzz.
And number one, helping quiet buzz. We had somebody that used to work here at a quiet
buzz. Did he volunteer for meetings?
No,
he didn't. And number one is helping coworkers when you don't need to. You both get the ding for that one.
Yeah.
We're fans.
You both did very well.
We're family.
That's who I'm surrounded with, people. I'm surrounded with guys that got many more on that list.
Mike,
that's fantastic.
And this is why you're going to splurge and you can buy all of us the fight for $64.99.
Oh, God.
Enjoy it. Hope you enjoy watching it. Jesus. Man, oh, man. Wow. Oh, man.
Mike,
I might pay
but that
for
fight,
it.
It'll
I'm
pay for
to.
It.
I need
Mike,
something. I need something. My
one
life.
Bet, and that fight pays for itself.
Yeah.
Hey, does Big Shooter, do they have any codes or anything like that? Does
no.
Secret
we all,
codes?
He pays like everybody else, just like
secret
I do.
Secret codes?
$15 a month. That's ridiculous.
No. This is just for the one fight.
Yeah, but you said $16 a month, you get free.
You can get a better deal if you subscribe to the channel. You don't have
buy
to
in
do
bulk.
That.
Yeah,
but sell your soul to the devil.
You want a one-off so you can bet in real time.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal. And you're getting that
paying,
money.
I'm
back.
Not paying for Dana White's cigars. Not happening.
News.
Okay. All right.
Hey, news.
Sorry about it. And then I lost it again. Great, Mike. Now a little something something. This is your typical local news story. A super constipated Florida reptile has broken the record for the largest mass of feces ever discovered in a living animal relative to its size. The chunky, curly-tailed lizard had been feasting on a steady diet of pizza grease, sand, and insects, clogging her innards with a T-Rex-sized turd.
Oh, God.
That report was published in the Herpetological Review Journal when scientists at the University of Florida first discovered the rotund reptile near a Cocoa Beach pizza joint. They assumed she was pregnant and about to give birth.
Oh,
but
no.
When they went to check for eggs, it just felt like it was full of silly putty, said a researcher. A CT scan revealed the lazy lizard was bursting with 22 grams of poop, accounting for 80% of its total body weight. It was the largest known feces to body mass ratio recorded in a living animal, the scientist said. Scientists are optimistic that the record won't stand for long, especially in this day and age when so many of us are totally full of Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We'll take a break, come back with more fun. I'm the Mike O'Bella Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Don't tell anyone, but I own a dungeon. Angie Dickinson will always be my policewoman. My fingerprints, they're gone. My bread is always stale. I videotape Hee-Haw every night. Jelly beans, tasty. I haven't been bowling since they split up the Germanys. By the way, if you need it, buy it at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Target, boy. Or Walmart. Boom! Grab it at MichaelMarishow.com, the TMOS Shopping Center. It's better than good. It's unbeatable.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Do you want the Val Kilmer read here? Is that what you're looking for?
Actually, just a straight read on this. And it's kind of funny because I didn't know what you were going to do in the opening segment today.
All right, very good. A bit of Latin, if you please. In vito veritas. Right, Oscar?
Yes,
in vito veritas is a Latin phrase that means in wine lies the truth.
Hmm.
Thus, suggesting a person under the influence of alcohol is more likely to speak their hidden thoughts and desires. So, if you want to get to the bottom of things, fire up the TMOS bonus show. People are talking about it.
Yes.
There'll be plenty of Veritas, that's for sure. Veritas from our listeners.
Maybe uncomfortable.
It's another Drinky McDrinkerton drink along bonus show that streams free of charge following the Friday episode. Set a reminder, the TMOS cocktail party starts 7 p.m. Eastern on Friday, May 8th. The principals, the wives, and your live calls at 888-920-6673.
Right.
I do that just to be fun. The only thing left for you to handle is a TMOS bonus show subscription. Do it, baby. You get all that good stuff. 500 other it's more than 500 now.
We're closing in. I think we're in the 490s now.
Oh, we're at you lied about the 500?
I said nearly.
Oh, there are nearly 500. Oh, so we're closing. How many more before there are 500 of them?
I don't know. I would have to check. I don't know the exact number offhand.
It's your passport to the Asport TMOS bonus show. Open it up and enjoy, 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 everybody. Who knows what this Friday will be bringing. Can't wait. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, May 12th.
May 7th.
7th.
May 3rd.
7th.
It's okay. No one knows.
Lucky 8th. 7. Yeah, Mike, what do you know of a man called Jim Justice II?
No, I do not.
He is the governor of West Virginia.
His name is Justice?
Jim Justice II.
Really? I didn't know they had a Jim. I know Manchin is their senator, one of their senators.
And also
David Justice.
And Buford Justice was Jackie Gleason.
Buford T. Justice. Buford played T. Justice. By Jackie Gleason, right? Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I don't normally play a tape uncensored in the vault. I tried to beep it, and it didn't work, so we're going to have to beep it in post.
A lot of cussing in today's show.
I want your honest reaction. He was doing a press conference, Governor Justice of West Virginia, yesterday, and this is what he said.
Again, I encourage all businesses that are allowed to open to do so only if they can follow the guidelines to keep West Virginia safe.
I love this guy.
Whoa! That's awesome.
This guy.
Now, Pony, wow. I apologize. I want to play it one more time because I'm setting something up. This is Governor Jim Justice.
Again, I encourage all businesses that are allowed to open to do so only if they can follow the guidelines to keep West Virginia safe.
Now, I don't fault someone for letting a bad word slip. It happens.
Wow.
We've all done it.
It was so formal in his delivery that it caught me by surprise.
Well, he got called on it and he offered an explanation. Now, if he had just apologized, I'd be okay with it. But he goes with the fact that it's an audio glitch, which it isn't, and then he says something even more ridiculous. Governor Jim Justice II.
Today at our news briefing, there was an audio glitch, and it sounded like that I had said a bad word, a word that I would never say, nor have I ever said.
What?
No possibility in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Well, not only has he said it about 20 minutes earlier, because that was not an audio glitch. Sorry, Governor.
Wow.
We're not
He's got
it.
The wrong people around him saying it's an audio glitch.
Hard when you say, I mean, that you've never used that word?
He's never said it.
Also, what other word would be, what would it be possible? What could it be?
Can we
Pumpkin
hear it
pie?
One more time?
Again, I encourage all businesses that are allowed to open to do so only if they can follow the guidelines to keep West Virginia safe.
There's nothing else it could be.
It does sound like there's a little anomaly in the audio. It does sound like that. But I'm not sure. But what I don't like.
It can't create an entire word, though.
I've never said that word in my entire effing life.
That's what bothers me.
Pumpkin follow?
Pumpkin, maybe.
Pumpkin.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
And do some caroling.
It was, now, strictly, it does not sound like the F word.
No,
it doesn't. No.
All right, but he's never said it. Now, that just goes to show, Mike, you don't have to say a bad word to embarrass yourself on a press conference or a teleconference. Let's say the Supreme Court justices are meeting and, you know, they have to isolate because they're all older. They're very important. So when they're doing oral arguments, they're doing it by teleconference. When you do this, you may want to make sure you mute when you're not talking.
Maybe they're going to be saying, hey, call your congressman and change these laws that apply to banks. And what the FCC has said is that when the subject matter of the call ranges to the topics, then the call is transformed. And it's a call that would have been allowed and it's no longer allowed.
Justice Roberts.
Oh, you little lizard, Justice Roberts. 80% of your body mass is poo.
Now, the only thing we know is that RBG is recovering, so it wasn't her.
No.
It wasn't her.
No.
So, anyway, place your bets.
That'd be a real small potty.
What the F is up with people? Like, just sheer dignity would say, mute.
Right.
I'll be right back. Hold.
That's right.
Like, come on. You know,
I got a chihuahua that could make an argument for that one. That is
hardly qualified to sit on the bench, Mike.
I know.
Your dog cannot sit on the bench.
Yeah. What's the verdict, Frankie? Scared.
Not brave. Not brave. Not brave.
When I started at WJFK, which was some time ago, but not that long ago, the most advanced recording equipment they had at WJFK was a broken four-track recorder, so it was a three-track recorder. Mm-hmm. So if they wanted to multi-track a spot, you had three discrete channels. That was a radio station. Now people at home have tracks to burn. A guy did a 100-voice version of the Rick Astley song Never Gonna Give You Up, and it's pretty great. He overdubbed himself 100 times and labeled what each... He did like 4 tracks are him singing like a heavy metal singer. 10 tracks are him singing backup. It's pretty great because it starts with just 4. Here's the 100-voice Rick roll. Boy, oversold. Almost made it to the label.
That
oversold. Horrible song to start with.
Well, I had that's to play part, that I think so that's many the times. Point. I think that's the point that it's a horrible song.
Yeah, but it just sounds like 100 people screaming. It's not even... you know what was great? The Iowa Hawkeye Marching Band. That was a multi-track that was fantastic.
They did that well.
I loved that. That was great. I think I put that on my Facebook page. Hold on a second.
Let's salute while you look for that. Jacksonville, Florida. What is your proximity to Jacksonville?
I'm 4 days by horse and wagon.
Okay, well, they had to shut down a taco stand on Cinco de Mayo in Jacksonville because they weren't social distancing. But you know what? You really can't blame the taco stand when these are the sound bites that your patrons are offering the news.
Oh, well, 6 feet means different things to many people.
I don't even know anybody who even knows anybody who's had the virus. So for me, it's hard for me to say, well, I'm afraid, because I'm not afraid.
So we're just ready to let our guard down and kind of just do whatever it is we feel like we need to do.
The people are doing all right. Could they do better? Yeah, but I think we're also through this thing.
I go by what I know as a nurse for many years. Just like any other virus, it's got to run its course, and we all have to become, you know, get our immune system built up.
The risk of the coronavirus is a scam.
Just remember this, Oscar. Mm. 6 feet means different things to different people.
Woo.
So that's what's going on there.
Care of ourselves.
I'm going to try to play this. I hope it doesn't mess up, but I'm going to try. Ladies and gentlemen, fight for Iowa. Let's see. Four screens. 12 screens. 24 screens coming up. Fight, fight, fight. For Iowa. All right, now they're going to sing. I'd like to send this one out to 94-year-old Steve Bridges from KCJJ in Iowa City. Da-da-da-da-da. With the drum set. Somebody's playing buckets.
Great band.
Fantastic. There's some majorettes there. All right, here we go.
Fight, fight, fight for Iowa.
Yeah. Rick Astley.
Yeah, you're right.
Iowa. Cue the band.
Woo! That's awesome.
Very much.
Let's close on that. And you know what? A salute to Steve Bridges, who I spoke to over the weekend, and he said if he beat the flu in 1917, he's going to beat the coronavirus too. God bless you, Steve. That's your magic audio vault.
Well
Have
done,
a great
Steve.
Thursday, everybody.
Good job, my friend. That's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, guess what? We've got a full over 24 hours before we reconvene, because we're not going to do it until tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
7. Where I will make every effort to make certain listeners in our listening audience comfortable.
Love it.
Oh, sorry. My fingers. Arthritis. We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Also, Pony Boy, Matt Plume, and Madeline Masiello, the Queen of Cheese, along with everybody else that loves this show. God bless you and yours. Stay safe, wear gloves, wear masks, and if you see someone protesting social distancing, run over and give them a hug and lick their face. That's it. We got to get out of here. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You are a rude, terrible person. You know you're a fake. You know that. I think it's a disgrace. And I say that, and I say that. And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do. And I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people.
Look, let me tell you something. Be nice.
You know it, and I know it, and they know it. That was unnecessary. It should have never happened.
Wait. I know who you are. Just quiet.
For what they've
that's
done. Not always asking
what they got. You know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.